I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In the early fall of 1788, with all but North Carolina and Rhode Island having ratified the proposed new Constitution, the Confederation Congress, formerly known as the United States and Congress Assembled, had an important task before it: put itself out of business. So on September 13th, the Congress met to set some dates. The first such date was January 7th, 1789, the date for states to choose electors to vote for a president. They set February 4th for those electors to cast their votes, and they set March 4th, 1789, for the new Congress of the United States to convene under the new Constitution. After that September 13th meeting in New York, there was little for the expiring Confederation Congress to do. On March 2nd, 2 days before the new Constitutional Congress would take over, ardent anti-Federalist Philip Pell went by himself to the home of Walter Livingston, the last meeting place for the Confederation Congress, and declared,
"This House do now adjourn."
The framers of the Constitution were sent to Philadelphia in 1787 to review and revise the existing form of government, but instead realized that an entirely new one was called for. The same could be true for your commercial insurance. Let a Hibbs Hallmark professional review your coverage so that it meets the challenges of a changing world. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.